So good morning. How are you this morning? Don't look so scared. It's okay. It's just a children's sermon. I am so glad that you guys are here. And I have a question for you, as I do every week. Have you ever tried to put a camel through the eye of a needle? You have. It didn't work out well. How big is a camel? What do you mean that big? Now, we're not talking about the cigarettes. We're talking about the animal. You know, a camel is a huge critter that you don't want to get too close to anyway because they spit. They're gigantic. Now, how big is the eye of a needle? Well, at your age, it's about this big. At my age, it's about that big. You get to be my age, you know how you thread a needle? Way out there, and you just try and poke it in. It's hard to see. And yet Jesus says it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to go to the kingdom of heaven. Just seems impossible, doesn't it? So I have a question for you. How much money does it take to be rich? How much money? Millions. How much? 5 cents to be rich. You're going to be a priest. A Franciscan priest. Thousands of dollars and you would be rich. Any idea? A trillion. No, then you would be the federal government. What's that?
One Google.
A Google.
Nine Googles.
Nine Googles, yeah. Or actually just 9 shares of Google. So to be rich takes a little bit of money, doesn't it? Well, what do you think the problem is with being rich? Why do you think, yeah, you just said a little tiny bit, just 5 cents. Well, Jesus is worried about this poor guy who all the way from the beginning of his life has followed all of the commandments. And Jesus says, you lack one thing. No, he says, you have to take everything that you have, sell it, and give it to the poor. Why would he have to do that? Are poor people rich? No. Do they sometimes not have enough stuff? Yeah, sometimes they don't have enough stuff. I think the problem was that maybe this guy liked his money more than God. And so Jesus said, you have to give it away. So I thought, I think being rich is all a matter of perspective. And if I can find somewhere over here, thank you. Yeah, they make me dress in all this stuff. I can't find anything. I thought that I should help make you rich today. Now, unfortunately, I checked my bank account and I was just a trillion short. But I thought, you know, is it really the money that keeps us away from God? You can have it. She looked at me like, I know you. I know you're not giving me this dollar. Yeah. Do you think it's really the money that keeps the poor guy from going to heaven? Here, can you hand that to your brother? Soren, there you go. You think it's the money? No. It's not the money. It's just love. So I'm going to give you this dollar, and you can do whatever you want with this dollar. It makes absolutely no difference to me. But you know what makes a difference? I hope that it doesn't distract you from God. I hope it doesn't. Not that a dollar would probably do that. But you know, it isn't the money. It's that we get distracted from loving people who are poor. We get too attached to the money, and we want to keep it all for ourselves. So I want you to find something to do with that money that you think might be a good thing to do, and share it, okay? You guys, remember, don't be a camel. Okay, you can go back to your places.